Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.1, Filtering Data. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Data Manipulation Techniques in the Data Analytics for Business Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore key topics such as using the WHERE clause to filter data, effective strategies for filtering datasets, and practical examples of filtering data in the finance and fintech context. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to apply filtering techniques to retrieve specific data from databases, which is essential for making informed business decisions. Main content using the WHERE clause. The WHERE clause is a fundamental element in database querying, allowing you to specify conditions for filtering records. Think of it as a way to narrow down your search results to include only the data that meets certain criteria. For instance, if you have a dataset of financial transactions, you might want to view only those transactions that exceed a certain amount. The SQL syntax for this would look like, in this example, the query retrieves all transactions where the amount is greater than $1,000. You can also combine multiple conditions using logical operators such as and or. For example, this query filters the dataset further to include only credit transactions that exceed $1,000. Understanding how to effectively use the WHERE clause is crucial as it enables you to focus on the data that truly matters for your analysis. Filtering datasets effectively. Effective data filtering goes beyond just using the WHERE clause. It involves understanding how to structure your queries to optimize performance and accuracy. Here are a few strategies to enhance your filtering capabilities. Use specific columns. Instead of selecting all columns with, specify only the columns you need. This reduces the amount of data processed and returned, which can enhance performance. Limit results. Use the limit clause to restrict the number of rows returned by your query. This is particularly useful when dealing with large datasets. For example, this retrieves only the first 10 transactions that meet your criteria. Order results. Applying the order by clause can help you sort filtered data, making it easier to analyze. For example, if you want to see the largest transactions first, this sorts the results by amount in descending order, allowing you to quickly identify the highest transactions. By mastering these techniques, you can filter data more efficiently, which is crucial for drawing actionable insights in your finance or fintech roles. Examples of filtering data. Let's look at some practical examples relevant to the finance and fintech sector that illustrate how filtering can be applied effectively. Example 1. Customer transactions. Imagine you are analyzing customer transaction data to identify high-value clients. You may want to filter transactions from a specific period and for a particular customer segment. The SQL query could be, this query filters transactions made in 2023 by premium customers who have spent more than $5,000. Example 2. Loan applications. In a fintech context, you might want to analyze loan applications based on approval status and application date. The query can be, this retrieves all approved loan applications made in 2023, helping you focus on successful cases. These examples show how filtering can help in making data-driven decisions and understanding customer behavior in the finance and fintech landscape. Conclusion. In this lesson, we've covered the essential techniques for filtering data, including the use of the WHERE clause, effective filtering strategies, and practical examples from the finance and fintech sectors. By applying these techniques, you'll be better equipped to retrieve specific data that supports your business decisions. As you move forward, remember that mastering data manipulation is key to becoming a more effective leader in data analytics. Reflection questions. How can you apply the WHERE clause in your current role to enhance data analysis? What strategies for filtering datasets do you find most useful, and how can you implement them in your work? Reflect on a time when you filtered data successfully. What was the outcome, and how did it impact your decision-making process?